You're looking for something, a new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as we shine the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping you to lighten the load of life's challenges. Each show, we direct our spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyles, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. Every day in life, we do have some challenges, whether it's the food we choose to eat, the exercise we give our bodies, or don't, the amount of sleep and the quality of that sleep, the prescriptions and supplements we decide to take every day, the thoughts we think and behaviors, our moods, friendships and relationships, even our money mindset. And every one of those categories can really make a life heavy, or we can learn things to help make it lighter. Today, we shine the spotlight on living well with Flotini Chandrika Walton. And of course, I want to roll my R when I say that so badly. Flotina is a woman inspired by horses and who partners with them to help people heal from their hearts and not just their minds. A lot of times I know in my mind I say, I just want to be better, but I need to kind of sink into that. So I've invited Flotina to be a very special guest today. And I find this fascinating, working with horses, sharing time with horses, and allowing their existence, like their presence, to help connect us and reconnect us with nature and our true self. And a quick little story about me, why this is even, like, I guess like I'm a kid, it's like I'm playful about this because growing up, my mom was very ill and she actually suffered more moments than she was, than she felt good. Like she just, it was just a hard, painful life for her. And she'd always say to me, and like, she really believed that she would say, Lisa, if I could just live with goats, like she loved goats. I have pictures of goats everywhere. She always felt, if I lived with goats, I would get better. And she always expressed this to me very passionately. And so the connection to healing animals, to me, like, it's so, I mean, I love my cats, and I truly, if I'm in pain or I'm aching or I'm somewhere not in a good space, I just always think to myself, if I could just be with my cats. And so that's one connection why I really wanted to invite Flotini here. And also because we are all familiar with animals being used in healing. Think of service dogs for people who need guidance, or animals in general, like they've helped us carry things, like maybe actually Flotini has something she shared with me and I want to share it with everybody right now. Earlier before the show, I posted a Bitmoji of myself on a little horse saying, giddy up. And she was very kind and lovingly pointed out that we don't ride these horses, these specific horses, but most horses. And she's going to share with us how we can honor them in a different way. So it's really, I was going to say how they can help lighten the load, but the emotional load as opposed to cargo. So I love that she's going to do that. I have so many questions for her. But so Flotini is, I don't know whether to call you Flotini, the creator or the hostess of, or the welcoming committee of the Big Red Barn. But I know you're going to share with us what your quote unquote title, or I don't know what the word is for you, but it's a creativity and wellness center for people. So welcome, Flotini. That's me, Lisa. Nice to speak with you finally.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm really excited to be here. And I'm actually out in the field right now with my herd of horse teachers, my partners, my life partners and soulmates, and the beings who really put the call out for the center that we've created.
Oh, see, how would I have announced that? Because, you know, it's always so weird when you say the creator of or the owner of, because out of sheer respect, we don't own horses. We don't own them.
Yes.
So how would I have announced you?
Well, Lisa, I think you did awesome, but I guess how I sort of regard myself as it goes with the center would be the founder of the center, and I always like to include that I have been inspired by the horses. So everything that we have created here, my husband and I and my son and my family on this farm, has been inspired by this deep connection and profound life-changing experience that we've had with the horse teachers.
Oh, and you know what? I love that word, founder. It reminds me of similar founders, and just the beginning of. And speaking of the beginning of, I am going to jump into this and say, how would one even begin to think of coming to visit you at the center? Like, why would somebody, what would somebody look like in their life right now who, what would the thoughts be that they would suddenly say, geez, I need to partner up with some horses for some healing? Like, who is that?
That's a great question. That's a really great question. It's what I have found is so much less what would someone think as opposed to what would someone feel. So I think what happens really is there's sort of a pull to the horses, a calling, so to speak. And most people that arrive here for our horse as teacher sessions have received some sort of pull or calling from the horses. So whether it's our horses in particular, they've seen a photo or a post, or they've been on our website, or whether it's the horses in general, because, I mean, horses have been partnering with humans for thousands and thousands of years, so much so that we have mythological creatures that are half human, half horse, right? So they are a part of us, right?
And unicorns, too, and we really see unicorns.
Yeah. Magical, right? Magical. And I know so many little girls, you know, I have three nieces and they're captivated by unicorns and all the magic that they bring. So, it, you know, there really is a connection that goes so much deeper than just, the thought process. Like, this is a connection that's from the heart.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Okay. So it's not so much, I'm recapping from my own brain here. It's not so much somebody sitting there thinking, okay, I fall under the category, check mark, I'm in pain, check mark, I need this, and then, oh, bang, I need a horse. It's not like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, not at all. So we have seen people from the ages of 7 to in their 70s. So there's no real cut and dry profile of someone who would end up here on our farm. So it really is just, it's a calling. The work we do is very profound. It's something that's different. So it's experiential learning as opposed to going somewhere and doing talk therapy, or going somewhere and being taught something, you know, with on a chalkboard. So this is the kind of teachings that the horses bring to us, are life teachings, and they're experiential teachings. So it's a way of learning, a way of self-discovery, and a way of healing that we actually, and Malachi, our lead horse, is letting out some big yawns right now. So that's a sign of relief. Yeah, so they really do relief through yawning. So they are, and now Snickers is yawning as well. So they're feeling the energy of this release, and it's just really cool when they get involved in my calls. So it's great that we've been given some sunshine, that they can be with us today.
You're out there. You know what's neat, that you just specifically said a release through yawning. I was listening to, hold on, let me. Oh, it was Matt Kahn last night. I was trying to think, because I listened to a few things, and I love, he specifically said, sometimes when we're releasing things, like, whether it's anger, just like a physical expression of some kind of emotion, he said, usually we judge it, but really it's important to, it's healing as it's being released. So if I thought about yawning, because you said yawning, and then I thought about the tension we hold in our jaws, and then I thought about the words that we're biting in and, you know, holding them in.
Yes, exactly. Well, I know in yoga, every time I'm in Shavasana, or sometimes even when I'm just in a yoga posture, I'll start yawning. And a lot of times, you know, some people will think that yawning in yoga is, you know, maybe rude to the teacher, or, but not at all. If that yawn is coming up, you need to let it out, because that is a release.
Oh my goodness. That's okay. Okay. Are these the kind of things? So somebody comes over and they're standing with the horse, and the horse yawns, and would this experiential learning, I think I want to dive into that a little bit. So people,
yeah, sure,
they're not riding the horse. They're coming to be with the horse.
Yeah. So our lives are so shaped by what we do, right? So we're always doing. What are you doing? What do you do?
Yeah.
Right? And I got a big snort from the lead horse right here beside me. I don't know if you heard that, but that's sort of an affirmation. Like, that's like an exclamation mark. So thank you, Malachi. But, he's great. And they all are. But so we're so caught up in this activity of doing, and it's almost like the more we do, the better we think we feel, right? Like, oh, you're busy. Oh, I'm so busy, you know.
Yes.
And that's great, right? But the thing is, it's actually, there needs to be a balance between doing and just being, right?
Mm.
So I think our farm really does bring a place, or an opportunity for people to connect with this notion of how can I just be, like, and how can I truly be? And when we allow that sense of being, especially with in the space of the horses, we actually learn how to be, so in our bodies. So for many people that come, we've worked with some people who either because of, you know, maybe trauma or even just because of life, they've completely disconnected with their bodies. So they're living through their minds and they are not present in their bodies. And our bodies, I'm sure you've heard of the HeartMath Institute.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So the bodies have so much wisdom, and the HeartMath Institute is a great resource for more information about that. And
thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, for sure. And basically what they talk about and what their scientific experiments have entailed is the wisdom and the information that is received from the body long before it ever gets to the brain. So what happens, what's so fascinating about this is that if we were able to be present in our bodies and present in our heart space, how different would our lives, our experiences in our lives look to us?
Yes. Oh, again, this is so neat. Whenever I am in pain, as I said, my mother, I witnessed her being in pain, and she spent a lot of time trying to escape the pain of the body, because, and then maybe that, I don't know, maybe it made it worse, maybe that was just her meant to be experienced. But I know when I'm in pain, I actually want to be alone so that I can figure out what my body's telling me, as opposed to when people are around me and they're trying to take care of me and help me, which I so appreciate. I can't hear what, I'm so busy trying to please them to give them what they want so that they feel better about helping me. But I need to
help me. I love what you just said. I love what you just said, because it's so aligned with the work. So I just want to go off on that right, you know, at this moment, if that's okay. So when I heard you say you prefer to be,
commercial. I knew it. Totally. I was going to speak right up. Okay, this is exciting. Minutes or so, we'll be right back and then expanded on that.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, great. And we're back to here. You mentioned you wanted to expand or go off a little bit on that specific.
So in and out of the body. You mentioned, Lisa. Yes, definitely. And you had mentioned about how when you're, you know, not feeling well, your body's trying to tell you something, that you enjoy being alone. And although you appreciate the efforts of those who are trying to help, you do like to have that time to just sort of listen. So is that accurate?
It's perfectly said. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So just going on, adding on to that, the horses, they are like a shortcut to getting to that place of listening. Right? So when we're with the horses, because they aren't humans, they're not trying to fix us. So when we walk into a round pen or into a field with the horse teachers, they are already evaluating us because they're prey animals. So they have to evaluate the energy of everything in their environment. So as soon as we are stepping into the horse's environment, they're already evaluating us. And what can happen is they become the mirror to where we're at. So if what we're experiencing is anxiety, they may show us what that anxiety looks like. So we're feeling it, but they're actually showing us physically what that looks like. But what they're doing to take that even further is they're actually showing us how we can bring that back to center. So with horses, everything, you know how they do it is they show us how they do it. So what happens is they may let out a deep breath or they may guide us to our breath because we realize that, okay, the only way to calm down a prey animal who feels like their safety's at risk, which is what happens when we approach them in our environment and our emotions or energy is very imbalanced, they feel a safety threat. So the only way we can make them feel safe is by being grounded, being present, and being in the heart. So the way we get there really is through our breath. So if we are standing...
I have to say this. I literally came across a notebook from not quite a year ago, and I just posted this on Facebook the other day, and it literally, the quote was, and I wish I remembered where I got it, was, "Breathe for those who are holding their breath."
That's beautiful. It's beautiful because actually predators, before they attack a prey animal, they will hold their breath. So now the human, just so anyone listening realizes, the human, we're trained in this modality, right? So not only is it something I've experienced myself through my own journey of self-discovery, but I've also taken a program that this is the work that they do. So we, the horses and I, went on an incredible 6 or 7 month journey into this training, and we did our practicums and worked with clients in that way as well. So this is a modality, and it's a proven modality for self-discovery, healing, learning. But what I was getting at is you'll work with a trained and qualified facilitator who will also guide this process. So it's not like you're just walking into a field, you're feeling anxious or you're imbalanced and you're like, okay, the horses are acting this way, what do I do? No, your facilitator is there. That's what we're here to do, is to guide you to that place where you are back to center. And that's where the experiential learning comes in. Because now all of a sudden you've seen it,
really,
right?
Not ego, but you have, like, sometimes I was thinking, one of my biggest questions was, and this is from other people that I've known in my life, because I love hanging. I think great first dates can be going to the farm and visiting animals, first of all. But a lot of times, some people, no matter how big or small, tough or rough or sensitive they are, they think, what if the horse doesn't like me? You know, what if the horse doesn't connect with me?
Yeah.
What if the horse doesn't want to help me? Does that ever happen? Does anybody have to worry about this?
Well, see, now this is a very interesting question. So this is another way that the horses are teaching us all the time. So if someone were to be here and have that major worry, then how does that translate into their life? Are they spending their time worrying that others don't like them? Right. So everything that happens is translated into a reflection. And the horse, Isa, one of our beautiful horses, just snorted. She is a great, that's like the big snort when after I've said something is like an exclamation mark. Or even if it's a client here and they've said something and the horse does a big loud snort, it's almost like saying yes right there, you know?
Oh my goodness.
So she's affirming that information for us.
Right. I love that. And actually I can almost hear it now in my head going, Mario, like this little stuff. So how many horse partners do you have there at the Big Red Barn?
So we have 4 horse partners. So we have 4 horse partners from different backgrounds, getting here into this work, into their calling in very different ways. we do believe that this is the calling of the horse. So, you know, horses sort of came into our lives many, many, many years ago. We're talking like thousands, 5,000-6,000 documented years ago, right from, you know, our caveman days. There was sketches of horses in caves and whatnot. And then, like I mentioned about the mythological creatures as well, or mythical creatures. So, so we know they've been with us for a long time. There was a period where there was a shift where all of a sudden we were using horses. So, you know, where we were using horses. So there we're using them for, you know, our wars. We're using them for our transportation. And you know what? In a lot of ways, from what I, you know, my research and my own experience has told me, the horses maybe didn't mind that so much. They were serving us. We were serving them. There was a partnership.
Like a soul contract almost.
Yeah, and there was a partnership, right? Like there was that soul partnership. They served each other. But then something changed, and we said, okay, we want these horses to run the track for us. You better run faster mm-hmm. because we want to win that money. Or, you know, there was a shift, right? And we want that ribbon, so you better show and you better perform yeah. because we want to win. So that's when the ego mind took over and the human lost yeah. track of their heart. And if you even just look at the evolution of humans in general in our societies and our communities, there has been a huge shift, obviously, right? And where most of us are living through the ego mind. So you can actually see it just reflected through the history of horse and human, where that disconnect happened. So the horse is now through these various modalities, and equine facilitated learning is where I've been trained, but there's all sorts. There's equine assisted learning, there's equine guided coaching, there's many different modalities, but it all comes down to the same thing, and that is partnering with horses as teachers and honoring the horses and the teachings they want to give us to evolve on a different level. So not evolving, you know, we have cars now, right, to get to work. We don't need the horses to cart us there. But how can they help us evolve? They're asking us to evolve on a different level.
I do love that we at least named the power after them as horsepower.
I know. We have to give pay homage at least to them.
It's very true.
Yes, and did you really think of that? And the Mustang, or you know, any but with that, so do they have a sense of what? I'm jumping to the end probably, and we're going to fill in the gaps. But when somebody comes to, they don't probably know exactly. They don't come to say, I need healing from this. I need to figure out this, and then oh, good, I figured it out. Horse, you know, partnership is done. I'm leaving. How does someone know? Does the horse kind of let the people know, or just when you find that piece?
Exactly. Like, yeah, you know, when someone moves into their body and they actually become present. Oh, Mark just got his nose right into. You want to take a deep breath?
See, I told you we're gonna have a horse interview on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're having your own little interview right now with our lead horse, who's been beside me the whole time. The other ones have their input too, but our lead horse has been here. He's the one in my photo, the black horse. That's Malachi. He's a master
teacher.
Malachi.
Well, because I yes. was going to say Malachi, and I thought, I don't know.
It's interesting. That's actually how, when we found him, that is how they had named him, Malachi, which is actually a Hebrew name for a messenger from God. But I had always said Malachi. Like, when I saw the name, I was always pronouncing Malachi. So it just, I couldn't change it after. I was like,
yes,
I can't get used
after.
To Malachi. So we just stuck with Malachi. But it's interesting that you picked up on that. So that's very intuitive. But, I'm sorry, I forgot where we were going.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, does the horse kind of not decide? So you're saying it's more of a state that decides.
Oh, yes. So when the person moves into being present in their body, all of a sudden things come up. And that's how the horses are the teachers, because the horses are guiding this process of where am I right now?
Right.
Okay. So they may come for something and then end up working on something completely different.
Yes, and that's where this could be, I have no idea how this question is going to come out, and this is diving into what Fotini thinks and feels, because you've worked now with so many people is,
yes.
Could you share with us, what are the rewards of somebody who does become present in their body? What is that?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
What that looks like is very beautiful. What it looks like is starting to be more grateful in your life, starting to be more in tune with your breath, because our breath is the breath of life, right? So when we are more in tune with our breath, we can increase our white blood cells, we can increase the oxygen in our body. There's all kinds of benefits that happen when we get in touch with our breath. So that is the first entry. They can learn how to be comfortable in stillness and silence, like the horses.
Yes.
They can learn how to set boundaries in their lives. There's all sorts of amazing teachings. They can learn to just observe and not feel the need to always respond or fix or change something.
So just simply that last show, that's amazing.
Just simply observing and just being present there in their body, and they, on a much deeper level, they can learn how to connect with the world around them, connect with their relationships, while learning, like I mentioned before, how to set those healthy boundaries and communicate clearly with those in their lives.
Yes, and even when I think of somebody right now, what might cause disharmony or illness or uncomfortability or just not how the life that they do want to live is that the boundaries aren't set so that they can't be still because they can run past that line that might be there for them, you know, like a nice line.
That's right.
An elder boundary line. And, oh, good, we still have the time for commercial because, oh, is that a horse?
You hear it? That's it, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He hasn't moved. He hasn't moved. He wants to be very present for this.
Oh, I already love him, and he totally just put an exclamation mark. He's like, that's right.
Yeah, he's right here. He's sticking his nose right to the mouthpiece.
I think that right now you just help me to figure something out because, as I mentioned in the beginning, my mom always would say, if I could just be around goats, and you had mentioned when you become in tune with your breath, you increase the white blood cells, and the white blood cells are part of our immune system. And maybe my mom was actually tuning in, like having that weird, you know, like little hello, poke, poke, tap, tap. If you could get with goats, you'd control your breath, you know, be stillness with breath, and then the white cells. So maybe, like, she was really beyond and onto something other than.
Maybe she had sounds like she has a lot of intuition or had a lot of intuition. So she probably was listening to her body, you know, because a lot of people who are dealing with physical illness or disharmony are sort of forced to start to listen, right?
Yeah.
So we don't want to get to that point before we listen. We want to start to have that harmony, you know, through preventative lifestyle and management.
So that's exactly.
And a big part of that is self-expression. Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to make sure that gets in there because a lot of us are. Oh, there we go. We'll get that when we get back.
Yes, that's exactly. When we do get back, that's exactly what the person before it gets too loud. How to do a little bit of preventative lifestyle here.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I always like to ask this. Did you hear the cat commercial?
I did.
I can't help. Animals are just fantastic.
They are so amazing. And I'll tell you, there's something really different about horses. And I'm an animal lover. We've got chickens, dogs. We've got a parrot. So, and we have animals in our life every single day, and we love it. But there's something very different about horses. I think one of the factors being that they're non-predatory animals. So the fact that they do have that elevated sense of mindfulness and awareness. But the other thing is their hearts are much bigger than ours. So
like inside them, like
their heart space, like the resonance that comes off of their hearts is so much bigger than ours. So every one of us has like a heart field, like an energy field around us from our heart space. The horses is much larger than the human.
Really?
Not just that, but their heart, and their heart rates are actually much slower than ours as well.
Oh.
So just stepping in, it's like that pendulum effect. Like just stepping into their space brings the heart rate down, slows the breathing, slows the heart. So it's really good for people with high blood pressure or people with a lot of stress, which is very common in our society these days, and people with anxiety. So just stepping into their space, there's already a release happening that you may not even realize, but it's already happening. And then it's opening the gates for this modality of self-discovery, so going in deeper to learn. There's also playfulness in this work, too. It's not always deep and serious. There's you know, playfulness just like having fun, and the horse is teaching us what that looks like, just to like let loose and get down and roll in the mud.
Horseplay. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even make you say that.
Totally. You're onto something, Lisa. You are onto something. But I'll tell you, we have a gorgeous white horse, and you'll see her on our website. Her name's Isa. She's named after a goddess of magic and light. So she came to us with her name. All of them have come to us with their names. And we had a client come who was very, I don't like labels, but let's just say very wanted things to be always a certain way. So always having to have things to be a certain way in her looks, in her job, in her home, everything to be pretty much perfect, right? Well, we all know really nothing is perfect other than accepting what is. That's perfection, is just being able to accept what is. So we've got this graceful, gorgeous white horse, and she's looking at me right now, and she literally goes right in front of the client, goes down, and rolls in the mud.
Oh, goodness.
So it was a gorgeous display for our beautiful client, who is beautiful on every level. And she just said, you know, like, thank you. You're kind of giving me permission to just like get dirty, like have fun, you know, and really let go of that feeling of having to be that graceful white horse, perfectly white, perfectly clean all the time.
You know what? I was looking for the word. I thought, what is that word? And you just said permission. I believe that so many of us, there's so many different rules that we live by. And one of them might be just everything in its place and it's perfect.
Yes.
And other things are something completely different. But it's that permission. It's the permission. Oh, and I love that you just said that. And horses, because you mentioned there, and I never thought about this before, because I don't really think of them as being prey animals. And I have cats, which are totally not prey animals.
Yes, exactly. They rule.
Funny enough, when I was taught this by actually some wonderful pet sitters that came into my life. They were in their 70s, and they came over to stay, and they taught me. They said, I said, my cats are crazy. And they said, no, actually, they're crazy around you because you and them are both hyper. When they were around them, they said, oh no, they were sleeping and they were calm. And I was like, what did you like give them tranquilizers? You're right. The heartbeat, what they're getting. So I was going to ask you about that whole permission thing is horses just are, as we talked about, they're being as opposed to doing.
Yes.
But they do decide to do things like roll around and do this. So do you think the horse connected and said, wow, this lady really needs to see this? Or like they probably don't.
Oh, definitely. That's all they do. So just as I was mentioning that horse, she actually came up to have a drink and the water trough is right in front of me.
Oh.
When we talked about playfulness, Snickers came up, and many of my clients know Snickers, so if any of you are listening, yes, he came up and started to show playfulness by nibbling at my jacket, and, you know, so it's just so interesting how they really, I've learned to completely submit to the fact that the horses know everything, so I've accepted that, and I just go with what they're showing me, and this is really how I live my life, so it's not just my work or my job, this is my life, and this is the way we live every single day, not just me, but my husband as well, listening to the horses, letting the horses give us their messages of whatever needs to be, passed on to us at that time.
That is the next thing I would love to know. How, there's going to be a 5,000 questions rolled into this. when and how was the time that you made either a decision or it just happened that your livelihood, your career, your job, your life became this and not you having to leave that to...
That's incredible. It's so true, Lisa, that something did happen that was so clear to me. I was living I've been on my own since I was 15. So obviously I was very independent. I was very young, but I grew into a very strong and independent woman who was out there, you know, with the BMW earning that six-figure income that everybody talks about. And, you know, I made it happen. And, you know, it was like, okay, I made it happen. You know, I went from those hardships to making this happen. And then it was like, but now what?
Oh.
Right. And there's a series of things that I just want to paint the picture, but there's a whole series of other events that took place, you know, before it got to that, you know, now what moment. But the horses had always spoken to my heart from the time I was just a little girl. So basically, I just started to explore the horse-human relationship. As soon as I was, like, financially able to start to be around horses, I was like, I'm going. And actually, even before that, I was working on Saturday mornings. Even when I was working in the corporate world, I was working Saturday mornings at a horse breeding farm. So it was my excuse to be around horses. I thought, okay, let me go work at this farm. I can be around the horses. But unfortunately, I was picking up so much from the horses there, and it wasn't good stuff. They weren't really being honored, right? And in so many of our horse facilities, they're not really being honored. So it's once you come to our farm and then go around to maybe some other farms, people do start to recognize the differences. And all it really is a level of mindfulness that happens. So it's not insulting other farms. It's just we're very mindful about sentient beings and how they're treated and how they're honored. So it's just simply that, right? And not everybody has reached that level of mindfulness.
Yes.
The horses have taught us how.
I love the delicateness that you use to say that, and because you're honoring even those people who are doing what they, yes, exactly. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Everybody has to have that honoring, right? Because we all are doing our best in where we are at the time, right?
Yeah.
So we're just here to sort of spread that awareness and give that invitation to explore horses in a different way.
You're offering that partnership. So here you are on Saturdays working and listening and picking up and then...
Here we are, and then I'm starting to be around horses, and from the time I was a young child, I always kind of heard animals, like I had a very deep connection with animals. What happens for a lot of people is when they've experienced any kind of a violation or any kind of a violation of trust from a human, what starts to happen is they start to shut down to humans. So we can start to hear animals a lot more, and a lot of people connect with animals on that level because of their lack of trust in humans. Well, not just in my own life, but also with a lot of our clients, that has been restored through the work with the horses, because the horses open that gate to trusting again and being in healthy relationships, and then all of a sudden those things trickle out into the world of our human relationships.
Right.
So anyway, here I am working at a horse farm and thinking, this isn't working. Then I tried riding. I tried riding Western, tried riding English. That wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Then I stumbled across a facility called Horse Spirit Connections, and ironically enough, they're right down the street from my home, and they were offering a workshop. So I went and took the workshop, and I realized this is what I need to be doing. And that was in 2012. So the journey started with Snickers. He was born in 2011, and he was on a friend's farm. So she was allowing us to come and visit. Like, there was no riding or anything, obviously. He was just a baby. So he really opened up that invitation of learning about horses on a spiritual level, because she had told us we could come anytime. So we were helping to care for him and sort of just being present with him as a little guy. And then it just kind of spiraled from there. Then we met Malachi, then we met Penny, then we met Isa, and all through the, yes, Isa, I'm talking about you. All through that process of meeting the horses and starting to care for them, just more and more was happening in my life. So in our lives, the lives of my family. So we realized very quickly that, you know, we were doing a lot more being than doing, and we were really enjoying that. And it started to become less about, you know, financial gains, or like less about measuring success in that way, and more about measuring success by the moment and the magic of the moment. So, I mean, I've always been a very spiritual person, even from a young child. So it wasn't anything new to me, but it just took it to a whole nother level where I could actually devote my entire life to this work.
I think that's the beauty of that. It's that it's not you're focused on something you didn't think, oh, we'll do this and it will be about this money. And it wasn't out of fear, like, oh, if I quit this job, I have to do that. It actually truly like opened up like the lotus flower, and it just showed up. Oh. And there's one thing I really want to ask, and I do. Yes, I do. I have time before that commercial. I see some of your beautiful pictures, you know, when you're posting them here and there. And it looks like you do. Okay. I'm going to go into yoga. That's where I'm going. Hold on.
Yes,
let me
start
this. I was going to say, do you pair that, like doing yoga, with horse therapy? Or is that something that you do for yourself, and it's something that you do? Does any of that go together, the yoga?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Big time does. So basically, I didn't know that at the time, but I've been practicing yoga for many years. So that was even before the work with the horses. I was practicing yoga since 2003. So I had a bit of a health issue. And when I had that health issue, I had tried like the medical route, and nothing was working. I was having poor responses to pharmaceuticals, and my body was talking really loudly to me. So I listened and I said, okay, this isn't working. I need to find some natural way of healing and of connecting with my body. So off started the journey of yoga, and it has never stopped. So I have completely healed from the ailments that I was healing from, completely healed.
Beautiful.
And now I've devoted my life, you know, as a yogini and partnered with the horses. So I'm actually an advanced yoga teacher, and I'm currently in training to become a yoga therapist.
I did not know that. I always saw this beautiful picture once of the mat with the candles and some sunlight.
Yes. No, so I actually was honored my advanced certification from the Consulate General of India, and I'm now in training for yoga therapy. So people will be actually be able to come and have full therapy sessions with me through the limbs of yoga and through the wisdom of the horses.
We are going to go to that commercial coming up.
We're
going to talk about the actual sessions when we come back, and the fun results and stuff that people have experienced.
Great.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket. And it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide and go seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, yes, because I wanted to make sure that this last little chunk of the show here, we can share. So first of all, let's share where you are in this world so people can. And also, is there any way they can even do it distance-wise?
Sure.
I have no idea if that's even possible. I'm going to throw that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're doing it right now. So the horses have been fully involved in our call. And I do offer what we call horse wisdom coaching. So where I'm offering coaching over the phone. I don't do as much email just because the horses, it's a lot more difficult for them to get involved, but we do have ways for them to sort of come through. So we have some cards that we use that have horses, and the cards can sometimes be a delivery of a message that, you know, is for the client.
Okay, and wait, ready, Fotini? I'm kind of freaking out, I have to tell you.
Yes.
Are you ready? Oh my goodness, this is crazy. I draw a card before every show.
Okay.
So I have my deck, and I drew the card. I said, oh, and I looked, of course, at the word first. I'm a word person. And it was triumph. And I sat it on the table, and I looked at it and went, oh, it's actually a horse. It was a horse. Ready? And then it gets even more intense. Are you ready? The number is 7, and you at the beginning of the show said everybody from 7 to 70. You didn't say 8 to 80.
That's
you said
right.
7 to 70.
And our address is actually 7171 Second Line in Tottenham.
My favorite number is 17.
Yeah,
so that's
–
and I never knew you did the cards on the thing. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay,
that is really exciting. It's such alignment. Well, it's interesting because my mom had actually called me to sort of, you know, just wish me luck on the show today and just connect with me. And I looked at the phone, and it was 1111, which is another special combination. So, you know, nature and God or whatever source you believe in your life, they all have a way to speak to us. But the problem is a lot of us aren't listening. So –
So
we're not listening until we get hit with the baseball bat, right? We're not listening to the little taps that happen from our bodies or from even from our minds or our hearts. Those little taps are like, you know, pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. We don't listen until it becomes a huge disharmony or manifests into some kind of an illness, which many of us have experienced in our lives to some degree.
Yeah.
But I did want to just go back to one thing. So I don't have a BMW anymore. I don't have a life savings anymore. But I am a proud founder of non-for-profit organization, the Big Red Barn Creativity and Wellness Center, and partnering with these majestic beings and sharing this lifestyle with my family. We grow our own vegetables. We, you know, have our own eggs from our chickens, our happy hens. This means so much more to me than any of those things that I had collected over those years of hard work. This is hard work. We shovel manure every day. You know, we're digging gardens. We're constantly doing something. But it is so meaningful. It keeps us fit, and it's so very meaningful, and living our dharma or our life's purpose. So I just wanted to put that out there just because, you know, I didn't really complete that picture. And even though some may see that as like a loss of some sort, like why would someone go from like savings and, you know, a fancy car and this and that to like putting it all into a not-for-profit organization and shoveling manure every day. But this is just a sign of when you are able to get out of your mind and into your heart, it may take you on a really interesting adventure, and I don't have any regrets as I stand here in the sun with this herd of beautiful creatures.
I love, you know what, you gave yourself permission to listen to your heart. You went from the BMW to the barn, the big red barn.
That's right. And the big pickup truck. Hey, it's still a pretty nice truck, but I got to put the hay somewhere. I was a disgrace to BMW owners everywhere, lugging hay in the back of my X5.
I really actually would love a picture of that.
I had posted one on Facebook a while ago.
I have to see that. That's amazing. That's something I would love to do too. But I used to milk cows, and of course, I have like wedding hair, and I look like Barbie, and I've got my wedge heels on, and I'm milking the cows in the sundress. It's pretty quite the sight. But
beautiful, beautiful.
So, do you offer workshops for people who maybe they're not? I'm assuming I'm in my mind thinking of therapy sessions, like they come regularly, they stay for a while. But what about a workshop? Like what?
Yeah. So it's not, like I said, it's not all the deep type therapy setting. So it is really what the person wants or what wants the person. So what comes about, right? So we offer everything from self-discovery workshops. We offer silence retreats for people to really start to get out of the words and out of that chattiness of life and just come into the quiet and start to be more comfortable with that. And you'd be surprised surprised what comes about there. We also have an upcoming yoga teacher training program. Yes, I'm excited too, guys. They just did a big snort. We have an upcoming yoga teacher training program where not only will our students be able to work anywhere in the world under the guidelines of the Yoga Alliance, the International Yoga Alliance, from our program, but they'll also be able to partner with the horses for that 5-month training and take yoga to a whole nother level.
So can you do yoga with the, not with the horses, but with, beside the horses, around?
That's a good question, and I'm glad that you're asking that. So yoga is eight limbs, so it's not just yoga asana. Many of us, when we think yoga, we think postures and headstands and handstands. So yoga is so much more than that, and it really does start with the breath. So like I was mentioning earlier in the show, the way the horses take us to that place. So horses are yoga. If I look at all the eight limbs of yoga and I look at the horses and I observe them, they are living yoga every moment of every day. And because they're not in their minds, they're always in their bodies, they are able to display to us what real yoga looks like. So horses take action, right? And yoga asana is action. We're moving in a mindful movement. So horses are always moving mindfully. Some of their movements are intense when they're galloping or cantering. Those are intense movements, but there's something called back to grazing, where they always come back to a neutral place. For horses, it's grazing. So for us, it's coming back to center or coming back to groundedness. Right. Horses spend many hours of their day in a silent meditation. So you'll see them standing, and you'll probably see this when you're driving in the country, and now you'll know what I mean, where they're standing and they've got one leg sort of cocked up, and their heads are rest and their eyes are soft, and they're just standing there. And that's their meditation. That's their resting.
Oh my goodness, it's so, I can pitch this so clearly, and I want to call every time I go to center, I'm going to call it grazing, but
yes, that's what I do all the time. I'm like, let's go back to grazing, right?
Oh, that's so beautiful.
So it's not holding on to everything, right? Like, it's, as humans, we have experiences in our lives, and we hold them, and that's what causes a lot of disharmony. So it's learning how to not hold those experiences, but let them take their cycle. So experience, action, whether it's a boundary you need to set or something has to be released, and then it's back to grazing, right?
Oh,
so it's
goodness,
letting
beautiful.
It take that cycle. It is amazing. It's, Lisa, this work is so fascinating. I'm studying the work of Peter Levine, who's a trauma specialist, but he also talks about animals. So he's very into the sort of shamanic practices where animals are really honored for their medicine or for their teachings. And his work is incredible. It's called The Unspoken Voice, Restoring Goodness After Trauma. And again, when I say trauma, I don't mean that the people come here have to have these, horrible life experiences, but let's just be honest, trauma really is a part of life. So we've all experienced something that was traumatic.
It's how to process it.
Yes, the micro trauma, like the little traumas, like breakups or, bad falls or broken bones, where they're just kind of little things. And then some of us have bigger things that have, survived cancer or abuse or something like that. So trauma comes in all sorts of forms, but we all have it, and horses all have it too. Right. It's true, though, right? Like, they've experienced things in their lives, but they show us what it looks like to accept and release and let go and go back to grazing. But it's a cycle that has to happen.
Yes, the cycles of it. I think that's the most, that was really what it was, it so drew me right in. Of course, I love the word barn in it of itself, because you are the big red barn, and I thought, oh, there's got to be animals, and I love animals.
Yes, and just so you know, Lisa, we also have a sort of a sister program, which is the yoga, and that's called Horse Wisdom Yoga. So we have a separate website for that.
Oh, what is it?
Yes, it's called horsewisdomyoga.com.
Oh, I did not know.
And the barn, yeah. So that's more a little bit deeper, going deeper into like the yoga therapeutics and into the yoga teacher training and how the horses guide us home.
Okay.
So that's a little deeper, but the Big Red Barn is for everybody. The Big Red Barn Creativity and Wellness Center, it's open for everybody. And there's no, it doesn't have to be a therapy session. It could just be like a yoga class, or we also have a martial arts dojo, a good workout with a great compassionate teacher who's my husband, who's been a sensei for over 30 years. So, there's all sorts of things to offer something for everybody. We also have a ton of karma programs, like outreaching into our community. So free programs that we don't even need a donation, just free offerings for people to come and enjoy the work and have access to these modalities that maybe they otherwise wouldn't. So we really wanted to make sure we were able to offer that.
I think I'm feeling right now that just even
what you had shared earlier, just this call alone can reach anywhere in the world, and somebody can feel this and receive that teaching. And so even if somebody were, they can't get you, they're like the other side of the world, but even looking at their own animals in their areas, but also just looking, going to the website, seeing these pictures, I know that I love looking at goodness pictures, because when I see harmful pictures, I'm traumatized by them. And in fact, sometimes it actually holds me back from going to things like Facebook, because things pop up and it takes me, I really have to work with releasing, not just letting it go and accepting, I believe in acknowledging it, but in a way. So if for all the listeners right now, even you think, you know what, we're not closer, we're closer, this or that, there is a way to get to be with animals.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, a lot of my work is coaching other professionals that work with animals as teachers.
Oh.
So the program that I took, there's actually quite a few of the graduates of that program who have started to do coaching with me, because they're just feeling that connection with the herd and the magic that the herd has kind of put out to the world. So I don't take credit for any of this. I really don't. It's all the horses. They're calling people, and it's us just allowing them to share their teaching and holding that space for them.
Right. And as
they we hold phone sessions often. We have phone coaching packages for people who just want to do coaching, or people who are looking for more of a mentorship with working with their animals, and talking about sadhana, so spiritual practice, self-care practice, ways of connecting deeper with their animals, and ways of offering their animal service, so that way their animals are feeling the reciprocity of the process of partnering. So it really is like we really do walk our talk here, and I think that's what makes
you can feel that.
Well, I think that's what has made us so busy, you know, in a good way. Like we're still being, but there is a lot of doing happening, and there is a lot of connection happening here, because I think that it's not so much what happens during a 1 hour session. It's how we live our lives with these horses when nobody's here. And I think that's where the real magic is. Yeah. I think it's just the way we honor them and the way we care for them.
Everybody, they can have a connect with me through Lisa Berry, A Light on Living, but even more so, the Big Red Barn is the gateway to you and everything else that you've shared.
Yeah, the bigredbarn.ca.
.ca is Super Canada. So anybody, thank you so much, Fotini. I was absolutely a pleasure and honor, magical. And I can't wait to talk to you more after.
Yes, thank you for having us, and thank you to the horses as well for being with us
today.
Thank
you, horses. Okay.
They're all here. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.